Each time a search and rescue operation makes its way into the headlines, for example, when Whistler Search and Rescue, WSAR, responded to 4 separate callouts in a single day earlier this March, a handful of social media users will inevitably leave comments asking a variation of the same question: who's paying for it? In British Columbia, that's never the search subject, no matter how individuals or groups found themselves in need of assistance. It is the case not just in BC, but across all Canadian provinces. Whenever rumors arise that BC could consider charging search and rescue fees, it causes us grief, said Dwight Yachim, CEO of the British Columbia Search and Rescue Association, BCSARA. The organization advocates on behalf of the province's 78 different ground search and rescue groups and their more than 3,400 highly trained volunteers. What happens is someone goes missing, they don't tell anyone. Even if they have cell phone contact, they call their friends and their friends won't call 911, they'll try and go out and do the rescue themselves because they're afraid of the bill they might get, he explained. It just delays us, and potentially means, rather than one subject, we now have several. Or, imagine if there was a risk of being charged for a house fire, Yachim analogized, so someone tries to put out their house fire with a garden hose, and it catches the next house on fire and eventually the fire department has to show up. It's the same thing. These are first responders. The sooner the call, the quicker the response, and the better the chance of a positive outcome, Yachim said. The kind of society we have is we respond to people in need, and we don't question it, he explained. That's the position BCSARA has taken, that's the way we should do it to reduce risk. Still, that's no excuse to venture out into the great outdoors unequipped. Could people be more prepared? Absolutely, said Yachim. BCSARA stats show about half of rescue subjects suffered an injury, he added, while the majority of the other half reach out for help after getting lost or stuck. In many cases, they didn't bring a map with them. They didn't check the weather conditions. They didn't check avalanche conditions, or they didn't bring a flashlight or bring up the essentials with them, Yachim explained. Even something as seemingly minor as wearing appropriate footwear on a hike could help prevent leg or ankle injuries, he said. Those are things that could be done to prevent callouts, Yachim added. It would be nice to give Whistler and other teams a break and then have a couple of weekends with no calls. And that could happen if those that are enjoying BC's outdoors prepare a little bit better. How much taxpayer money goes towards BC search and rescue groups? In 2022, the province of British Columbia provided a total of $5,961,000 in funding for search and rescue. Of that, $4,918,750 flowed directly to ground search and rescue organizations across the province, while the remaining $1,042,250 went towards BCSARA and its initiatives. The BC government also foots the bill for any costs incurred during a search and rescue operation, whether that be food, helicopter fuel, damaged equipment or other expenses. In 2018, BCSARA estimated an approximate annual cost of $12 million to fund all 78 groups. Taxpayer money covers about 50% of the costs for them to be task-ready, Yachim said. Approximately $72,000 in provincial funding was directed to the team in Whistler last year, helping pay for members' training and for specialty technical rescue gear, said WSAR manager Brad Sills. That represented a 17% drop in provincial funding from 2021, when WSAR received roughly $87,000 from Victoria. The 2022 funds were anticipated to cover about a fifth of WSAR's annual costs, Sills told Peak last June. Crews like WSAR are registered nonprofits that use donations to make up the balance, paying for training and equipment costs. Aside from WSAR's annual wind-up fundraising event, the 2022 edition last November raised a record-breaking $120,000. Some donations come from grateful search subjects who found themselves on the receiving end of volunteers' services. Sometimes you'll save a subject and you'll get a thanks, which is really all that the volunteers ask for, but sometimes the subjects will come back in to provide a donation or help with fundraising, The support is quite nice, Yachim said. On a province-wide scale, search and rescue volunteers responded to approximately 1,500 calls in 2022, down from the about 2,000 responses conducted during the first year of the pandemic, said Yachim, and put in more than 440,000 volunteer hours. For every hour that Whistler, SAR, is out on a search, they've put in almost 4 hours in training and administrative work, he estimated.